Well, hello there, and welcome to the County Conversation, a podcast featuring employees and subject matter experts in the Fairfax County government, discussing programs, services, and items of interest to residents of Fairfax County. I'm your host, Jim Person, and on this edition of the Conversation, I'm chatting with Teresa Benincasa, Economic Mobility Manager with the Department of Economic Initiatives, and we're talking about the Talent Up program. Teresa, thanks for being on the podcast with us today.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, absolutely. Looking forward to this Talent Up program. I'm going to try to figure out what that is. It does, from my understanding and what it says on the website, matches county job seekers with Fairfax County employers seeking to quickly fill up jobs through funded internship opportunities. Sounds wonderful. Where did the inspiration for the creation of Talent Up program come from, and how did it get started?
Well, thanks, Jim. Yes. Well, the Talent Up program was developed to address a major issue that employers are having in the county, which is hiring and recruiting talent for the many, many open jobs we have in Fairfax County. As of today, we have over 50,000 job openings in the county. And we recognize at Department of Economic Initiatives, where we work very closely with employers to address their needs to create a robust economy. We recognize this as an issue, along with our workforce partners, the Economic Development Authority, and our county partner, the Department of Family Services. So we came together to try to strategize about what kind of a solution we could do, what could we do to assist employers with this issue. And at the same time, we recognize that there are job seekers in our county who were impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic. They were impacted through their employment history. They might be what we call underemployed, meaning they have part-time work, but they'd like full-time work. And we just had, so we saw a disconnect between workers that might be interested in jobs and want economic mobility and employers with open opportunities. So our solution to this problem sort of galvanized around the idea of work-based learning. Work-based learning includes internships, apprenticeships, and there's a lot of interest in this model. We did find that some employers are, because of the sort of perceived time involved in setting these up and the cost, maybe an underutilized solution. So we sort of structured our solution around this idea of work-based learning. Well, then we have the opportunity and the fortune to be able to use American Rescue Plan Act funds, which were completely aligned with the mission of the American Rescue Plan Act funds, which is to promote economic recovery. We were able to put all of this together with this pilot project that we are now conducting at the county with our partners, the SkillSource Group and the Department of Family Services are our formal partners in this project.
Okay, awesome. Sounds good. So you mentioned, I think you said over 50,000 jobs just in Fairfax County that are open?
That's correct.
Are you seeing certain areas? I mean, is there a way to pinpoint like
where the most
industry?
Openings are?
Yeah.
Well, there's openings across every sector and for thousands of employers. But some of the trends, of course, as you would expect, there's many open positions in IT, software developers, computer support specialists, a wide variety of positions in the sort of technology field. We also see a lot of opportunities in business operations and business management and sales. So there's a lot in the business field. There's some, of course, healthcare openings. And we have a lot in Fairfax County around like project management, management analyst, program administration, some of the kinds of things we do here at the county. So, and of course, our retailers always need workers. They need sales associates. They need, so, I mean, there's just a wide diversity, but those are some of the trends.
Yeah. A couple of aspects of the program you and I chatted beforehand just to make sure I understood it correctly. There's the employer side, and then there's the employee side. So a couple of groups that you're targeting. Let's start with the employer side first. You mentioned a little bit of reluctance to try to set up an internship program. It takes a lot of time on their part, commitment to, you know, get it set up and then to be there to kind of teach the person what to do. What's your selling point to employers to Talent Up Fairfax?
Oh, that's a great question. Yeah, we So lots of employers are using and have used internship programs. Sure. So I don't want to create the idea that it's not out there. It absolutely is out there. But in the case of Talent Up, I think what we're able to offer is a couple of things about this. We directly address this problem. Our employers who are interested in participating in this program can come to the Talent Up program, and we, the business engagement specialist, will work directly with them to customize this internship, to the job that is available. And we are paying, we are handling a lot of this program. We're paying the wages directly to the job seeker. By we, I mean our SkillSource group, who is a workforce expert and has done this in many different, for many different programs, pays the wages and the workers' comp. So right out of the gate, the, job seeker is paid by our program, and that is handled. Well, that's an exciting incentive for employers.
Sure.
It also offers kind of a no-risk way to evaluate talent.
Right.
We heard from our employers, you know, the first 2 to 3 months are when everybody is learning the job. People are evaluating both the job seeker and the employer. This is like a no-risk way for both to sort of engage. The job seeker will have the experience of having this on their resume as a positive. And the employer can, at the end of the day, if it's a good match for that position, maybe make an offer to the job seeker.
Make sure I understand it correctly, and we say it very clearly. The payment for these job seeker in this, I'm gonna put my air quotes here that you can't see, the internship program is not being paid for by the employer.
That's correct.
Okay.
That is the core of the incentive.
Wow.
ARPA dollars are being used to pay the wages of the job seeker in that work-based learning internship. So our internships are paid. And just a couple of other points. The other aspects of customization are the length of time between 8 and 14 weeks. And we have set a target of a minimum starting wage for this at $20 per hour. And the reason for that is because we are trying to align ourselves with what we call gateway jobs, jobs that lean to greater economic mobility. The market has changed, and we want to have a competitive internship program for both employers and job seekers. So the business engagement specialists will work closely with the employer to set the right appropriate exact dollar amount for the starting for the internship. Hopefully that aligns with the permanent job that might be offered, that it makes sense for both the employer and the job seeker.
So if I'm an employer, if I'm a business and I'm hearing this and it sounds great because I don't have to pay the salary that's going to be covered during this internship program, are there any requirements, though, any eligibility criteria that a business would have to meet?
That's a great question also. Yes, there are. I mean, the key is that, well, broadly, the program is open to private sector employers, nonprofits, and county government, public administration.
Wow.
So we're pretty open on the type of employer. So there's no restrictions there on size or industry. However, it must be based in Fairfax County. This is a program using ARPA dollars in Fairfax County. So you must be able to demonstrate that you're in Fairfax County.
Makes sense.
And have and be in good standing, be able, if you're a private sector employer, provide a business license. Up-to-date business license. So there's a little bit, you know, if you're a nonprofit, there's a different document, but essentially just a business in good standing, but it is limited to Fairfax County employers. But I would say also, we are looking for employers. There's two other aspects to this.
Okay.
We're looking for employers that are ready to do a work-based learning internship. So this is not, this is about, you know, you have some capacity to recognize that a work-based learning internship is a learning opportunity. So there's that. And then also, most importantly, a priority for us is to place people in good jobs.
Right.
So priority for us are employers that actually have open positions, entry level, mid level, and some of what we're calling our occupational target tracks. But we're open to a variety of jobs, but that would include IT, healthcare, business, operations, program administration, customer service and sales, you know, the positions I mentioned at the beginning.
Sure.
But we have a wide variety of positions. We have other positions beyond what I just said. The important thing is, you know, ready to go.
Okay. All right. Well, that makes sense. Well, if a business is listening right now and they're ready to go, what would they need to do to say, hey, we're interested?
Well, the first step is probably check out the website, our Talent Up website, which is talentupfairfax.com. The reason I direct people to the website is because we really created a pretty robust website that includes the application guidelines. It includes, the contact information to get the conversation started with our business engagement specialist, Bobby Mahan, who has a lot of experience working with employers and can take employers through the process and really work to establish an internship. There is an agreement to be signed, but it's pretty straightforward. And we've gotten a lot of feedback that employers like how simplified our process is to get engaged.
Right. Not a lot of paperwork.
No, on the employer side at all.
Which is good for a government program, if you will.
Yes.
We're on the County Conversation Podcast, and we're talking with Teresa Benincasa. She is the Economic Mobility Manager with the County's Department of Economic Initiatives. We're talking about the Talent Up program. First part of our conversation, we've kind of focused on the program, some of the high-level stuff. We've talked about, you know, what's in it for the employer. So let's go to the employee side, the job seeker side. Obviously, a paid internship that could lead to a full-time gig or position with something is pretty awesome. I mean, what am I missing? Is there any other advantages for a job seeker?
Well, there are. So a couple of things to consider. So the advantages for the job seeker are the following. First of all, there is the opportunity. Talent Up is a competitive internship program. So job seekers are applying. There's kind of two parts to the job seeker. But what the job seekers, all job seekers who come to the program right out of the gate, get connected with our excellent workforce system that includes the SkillSource Group and Virginia CareerWorks Northern, which is basically the core workforce development organization in our area. And by doing that, they out of the gate, they will get access to a LinkedIn learning license. They will get access to all of the Talent Up opportunities if they qualify, which I'll talk about in a minute. And they may get connected to other resources that the workforce system offers. So we invite those that are qualified to go ahead and just apply and get connected with the program. Again, job seekers can find the application on the talentupfairfax.com website. Now, there are some eligibility criteria, though, for our job seekers.
Okay.
We are looking for job seekers that are 18 years or older. We are also serving Fairfax County residents in this program. And thirdly, this is funded by ARPA. So there is an element of demonstrating impact from COVID as a job seeker. Mm-hmm. Now, that is basically there's multiple pathways, but the short version of it is as you as a job seeker will be able to be asked to provide some information about how COVID may have impacted your employment history or how it's impacting your ability to have a better job, and or we have some income. If you are of income thresholds in the program, you can move forward in the program. We have really had a lot of our job seekers are largely adults with a variety of experiences, career switchers, immigrants, people of all backgrounds are coming to this program. Recent grads, of course. But it's beyond that. It's a really an adult work experience internship. So there are some, as I said, eligibility criteria for the job seeker, kind of a two-part process. Get qualified for the program to be able to participate. And then, of course, bring your resume and apply for an internship that interests you.
And I wanted to make sure I heard correctly. The criteria for both sides is Fairfax County resident.
Correct.
But for the job seeker, you've got to be at least 18. Is that what I heard you said? 18
Correct.
And above? Okay. Just wanted
Correct.
To make sure I interpreted that correctly. This may apply for the interns themselves if they're looking at a specific company to go into, but I'm sure it applies to the company side. Are there like a limit number on the interns that can go to work for a particular company?
That's a great question. Do you mean, is there a limit for the employers to have how many internships they put forward?
Yeah.
We do not have a hard limit in this, but let me just make a few comments. And in fact, the majority of the employers that are in the program, many of them are having more than one internship because they recognize the value of the program. Sure. It's working for them, so they bring forward another opportunity. So the answer to that is it's not limited to one internship per company. I will say, though, it's important that a priority for us is that employers really do have active openings, right? That's the priority.
Yeah, yeah.
So there has to be a capacity, if you're going to have more than one intern, that you're ready, that that's really where your hiring is going. And the job needs to kind of align with the goals of Talent Up. You know, it needs to be $20 and above.
Yeah.
This is what we're trying to do here. So that's...
I didn't mean to interrupt you. It does seem like this may be a good opportunity for companies to actually expand their workforce. Maybe they want to add some positions, and they're maybe trying to build up their revenue and see what is possible, take advantage of this program to increase their workforce. Am I seeing that wrong?
No, I think that that's correct. I think that the business engagement specialists will work with them to sort of evaluate what their expanding of the workforce. Like I said, we are looking to place our, ideally, we're looking to place our interns in permanent jobs, but it has absolutely been used by businesses that are, I believe we have a business, for example, that just took on a very large contract. They know it's going to happen.
Right.
They're going, there's a little bit of forecasting involved there. And this is a way for them to evaluate some talent and for our job seekers to get some great experience and potentially. So there's no guarantees, but this is, we don't ask employers to guarantee. They're not guaranteed to hire. And in fact, we do have some employers that are using the program for work-based learning, to try out work-based learning. They might have a shorter term opportunity. What we try to do for our job seekers is communicate what that opportunity is. So the job seeker can make a decision. Is that the right fit for me?
You took my next question away from me, was about obligation for employers. So there is no obligation to keep the person on in a permanent job after this internship program.
All the hiring is just as it would be in the regular market. The employer is the decision maker for the hire of the intern. If it's a good match, the employer is the decision maker to make an offer if it's the right match.
All right.
And the job seeker
may not want it.
is welcome to participate as well.
Now, you mentioned earlier the internship program links, and it kind of went by quickly. I want to make sure I understand. Internships can last, I think you said minimum 8 weeks, but can be longer?
Yeah, we're trying to be flexible because we can be. So I think that our business engagement specialist has indicated they're between 8 and 14 weeks.
Okay.
I mean, we have maybe an average $8,400 for the wages, if you do the math for, a certain, and we are looking for internships that are, 30 plus hours, 35, closer to full time. It doesn't have to be 40 hours, but 20 hours would be low. We're looking for that building towards a full time job.
All right. Now, this program is ongoing now. Is it like through the end of the year, or is this like an ongoing effort? Tell me about how long this will last.
That is another great question. So it is funded through American Rescue Plan Act funds approved by the Board of Supervisors for us to go ahead and do this pilot project. Our deadline currently for this project is December of this year, December 31st, 2024. And that is what we are currently operating on. So we have been doing this program and we have some engagement already and we're out there. And we still are accepting both employers and job seekers and we'll continue to do through mid-fall. So we want to give at least some time for people to be able to complete the program towards the end of the year. If any of that information changed, we will update our website.
Okay, and that's talentupfairfax.com. You can also find it on fairfaxcounty.gov. Just search Talent Up Fairfax, I believe, and it will go right there. I know it's early and it's kind of still ongoing process, but any success stories and any data you've learned so far that's appropriate to share?
Sure. Actually, we are, as you know, Department of Economic Initiatives has done multiple ARPA programs. We're pretty excited about the response we've received from employers and job seekers on this program. So understanding that we really really did early advertising with our chamber partners, Chamber of Commerce partners, and our Economic Development Authority early in 2024. And by spring of 2024, we had over 200 employers that had reached out for our program. We have over 400 job seekers actively reached out for our program. And of that, we were able to, we have about 72 internship postings that have been, you know, available. And we've placed about 60 interns into those positions. Wow. So in our world, we consider that pretty rapid response. And these numbers change like on a daily basis. We do have to qualify our job seekers. So out of the 400, I think there are up to about 170 that have gone through the process and are actively kind of competing for those internships. And that's a number that we continue to update.
I like to give the guest the last word. Anything I haven't asked or anything you'd like to leave our listeners knowing about the Talent Up Fairfax program?
Well, I believe, you know, I've had the privilege of managing several ARPA programs. I really view ARPA as a once-in-a-generation exciting opportunity to try solutions. We welcome employers and job seekers to go ahead, check us out, see if it's a right match for you, and try this program because it is a special opportunity. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. I also really want to give a shout out. This program wouldn't be possible without a partnership. This is like a very partnership program. And SkillSource Group and the Virginia CareerWorks Northern, they are together the workforce partners that lead in our region. And they have been doing this work for many, many years. And job seekers and employers should be aware that they have a wide variety of resources. Talent Up is just one program that they offer. They offer all kinds of career coaching, resume writing, workshops, job connections. So people should reach out to them directly. And, you know, Talent Up is a great fit or other resources. And people should also be aware of our Economic Development Authority's Talent Initiative, especially our employers who work every day through their Work in Northern Virginia website. To basically provide resources to our employers to address this talent need. We have a great economy in Fairfax, but we have to keep getting the right talent to fill the jobs. So, and, you know, DEI, we have other programs for employers, fantastic programs for small business. Please check out our own website, the Department of Economic Initiatives, and you can see all of these programs there together. That would be my main thing. There's a lot of services out there. Fairfax is a busy place, but if you just go ahead and reach out, you'll be surprised at what's available to you.
FairfaxCounty.gov, you can search for Department of Economic Initiatives or just search Talent Up Fairfax, or just go to talentupfairfax.com and get all the information there. Teresa, thanks for being on the podcast with us today.
Thank you so much for having us.
Absolutely. Teresa Benincasa, the Economic Mobility Manager with the Department of Economic Initiatives, with us today. Thanks to her for being here. Thanks to you for listening. If you want to get more Fairfax County news, just go to fairfaxcounty.gov/news. If you want to hear more conversations about Fairfax County's finest, be sure to follow us on soundcloud.com/Fairfax County and our podcast webpage, fairfaxcounty.gov/podcast. The County Conversation is produced by the Fairfax County, Virginia government.